Hello, everybody. I'm very happy to join you now to speak together about Also, first, thank you very much, Marian. I was to your workshop in France, and it was very, very nice. It was very beautiful, very useful. So that's a very important topic. It decided many important points on my life were advised from so considering this on considering this this aspect of life, death, and I became a hospice nurse. What I would like to share with you, I would like to invite you to have a deep reflection. I'm sure that probably all of you know it is on the three roots. It is a basic Buddhist meditation. And in my experience during the retreat, the courses that I lead during with the topic, so to confront oneself with death and impermanence, it is a deep reflection that people appreciate very much. Sometimes they were at the end of the course, they said that it was the most useful and the most important aspect of the course. So to contemplate, to go deep in reflecting, we know the first point that the death is certain. Maybe you can try to do this deep reflection yourself now. So really go into contemplate this point that I'm going to suggest. So you can moment even closing the eyes and a few seconds just watching your breathing and to let go of all the thoughts. And you bring the awareness that actually death is can really it is affected will happen. So I think all of us agreed on that. And even we can agree to a large extent that the moment of death can be pretty uncertain. I think everybody knew someone that at home in the evening sometimes didn't come because something happened, you know. So this has been to remember us that really impermanence is something that can happen any moment. And then also bring the awareness as near to you as you feel comfortable. And now consider that at the moment of death, when this day will come, consider a moment your belongings, your things that you possess, your car, your house. House, your precious books, your money. And then you can explore how which is the relation you have with them. How do you feel with them? Can you feel you can let go, or you feel that there is something holding you? So these are one can adjust, suggest people to explore this aspect. We will do it now more quickly, but to go this into more deeply, you need at least 15, 20 minutes, and then you consider the next step. The next step, when the day, so it is a little bit more subtle. You consider the person that you love, person that are near to you, important to you. So how do you feel in regard to lead them to so this is a it's a it can be very also emotional and very important to feel how then we relate with people and it is already a little step as more awareness how people are important to us. In the process we see that at a certain point they, to some extent, they can help us. We can explore in which way they can help us, in which way we need to be supported from others. And then we find the point that, to the point that we were left alone, so nobody more can reach us. So this also is a very interesting point. We need courage to look at that. And this courage in general is very, we get a prize to use it. So in the moment when nobody can reach us anymore, and we can feel that the moment, we can try to get near to the moment, and we know that one day will come. Then at that point, what is it that we need? What is it? What is it support us to contemplate, to stay with this moment? So try as much as you can to go into this moment when materials will not be more helpful with you, when person will not even reach you. So at that point, when you are alone with yourself, what is it? Which is the state of mind support you? So it is very helpful to accompany this reflection, accompany it with the breathing in and breathing out. And then you can allow very spontaneously, for something very from the deep in your heart, you can get an answer. You have the feeling, what is it you need? What is it you will support you to have some confidence? Even sometimes an image may appear. And this, try if you see if something can happen to you now in this moment. Let it arise just spontaneously from your heart. And you can receive this really a message from a point of view that it is already much wisdom. And you might wish to keep dear to you, to keep this information. Now I found very, very useful. It's very in the retreat, in the courses I'm doing. I always buy this aspect, this coming near, very, very near to the awareness of death, alternating with the fact that, like how Marian was mentioning before, our life is already precious. So to combine, yes, awareness of death with awareness that life itself is very precious in many, from different point of view, you know, from outer conditions, I think all of us are very fortunate. All of us can consider that, I think every one of us had a warm meal today, have a roof on the head. Every one of us has a PC, a computer. So we are very, from a material point of view, very fortunate. We live in free countries. We don't have to fear about what we think or what we say. This is very, not everyone on this earth has this. And it's very important to let people become aware how what a big luck we have right now in this moment. And people sometimes forget it completely. And also we have the inner opportunity that, for example, we are interested to make a work on ourselves. The fact that we are now connected, all of us here in this platform, because we appreciate and recognize the value to make a work on us, a value to make a work to develop our compassion, to develop our wisdom. And this also is not first for granted. Not everyone has this aspiration, not everyone has this wish to really grow in this sense. So to have this interest make our life already very, very, very special. And there is also, there's a lot of good information. We are so lucky that we live in a time and where is, there is an access to very good information that can support us in this, in our development. So this makes our life very important, very precious. And to know that there is death, they support each other. And I think they should be presented together, because one is really, one gives the it is not for granted, it's not for always. And this gives really, it becomes a propedeutic, it really becomes a motor, energizes us to use our opportunity. Also, I find that something very, very important in this developing these two meditations. Also, they show with the time when it will appear again regularly. The three roots, for example, this is what I said: the death is certain, the moment is uncertain, and what is it supporting us at the moment of death? When material no more help, when people no more reach us, when we are left with ourselves. You see that with the time it changes. You see that our priorities become different with the time. We start to give more values to appreciate more authentically what in life can really support us. And this becomes again a real support in giving our life in a direction that brings more meaning, it brings much more authenticity, and this authenticity brings very much in connection with others. Our relationships change. We start to appreciate much more how people really are kind to us. And how they are important to us for our well-being. So the aspect of be thankful, to be compassionate, automatically, naturally arise. Naturally, it is nourished. So to have a healthy, grounded awareness of both of our the preciousness of our life at the moment, it's a permanence. It supports what the Dalai Lama mentioned, this natural aspect of being compassionate. It supports its development. It really helps to grow naturally, because we start to have a more authentic approach to life, a more realistic. We don't start to lose so much time with things that at the end we really no need. We start to give more value to what capacity, our relationship, and then our wisdom. So I think it is the topic of death is impermanence. It's really a cathartic aspect that is nearly need to be nourished and to be integrated when we wish to develop our compassion, our wisdom. This is the purpose that now, for example, we're joined here together. And also to share from the people, there is an anger in the world to approach this aspect in a creative, in a positive, in a constructive way. People, there is a relatively, maybe now it's starting, but there is in people, I know that people sometimes come to such courses what they really want to hear about. They want to know what is, what to, and there is, it is exactly as also Marian said, it is a topic we know that is also taboo side. It's a taboo. So to somehow to break this taboo, to have something in the hand and to show how to work with this topic, it seems something that people appreciate very much, and there is very much need. Also, one I would like to share you one more point that comes from a work in hospice with a terminal patient. And this is a confirm of the information that we know from the neurosciences, from the brain plasticity, that there is the potential to change our the way we think, because the brain itself can modulate, can change. It is something that remains the whole life long. And it is interesting to see how patient that maybe after 2-3 months in the hospice, and sometimes even few weeks, few days, even then there is enormous change that can happen. So the capacity for a human being to change their attitude, to change mind, it remains, I would say, always present. Even people that in very old people, very sick people, with a little support can make it different. And there is this capacity to bring new elements in our life, and new elements in then how the few less days are lived. And this is very interesting, very encouraging. It's very encouraging. I think that these are some of the highlights that one receive when working with the people, and encouraging. Yes, these were the point I wanted to mainly to share with you. So there is a need to talk of this topic, and I'm surprised to see how people are also able wishing to go deeply into it. So when somebody decided to attend a course, they speak about death, they speak about impermanence, generally also person that because they decided to do it. So there is they bring an openness and the readiness that is also very, very amazing to open an atmosphere, then really very interesting, very deep communication can happen. Because this is something that also the quality of death, that death brings push to confront with authenticity. If you speak about death, if you bring awareness about death in the room, automatically you invite a fear of being authentic, of being, for sure it's not always easy, but not many things are very easy in life, so it shouldn't be discouraging. Yes. So now I feel that I mostly I spoke what I wanted to say, so we can give you, Wendy, the microphone back.